Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of Girl With A Podcast, podcast by Girl With No Job. That's me, Claudia Ashray. If you follow me on Instagram, that's probably why you're here. And if you don't, you probably just stumbled across me on iTunes, and that's totally fine. You don't need to follow me on Instagram as a prerequisite to like my podcast, but it's more than welcome if you want to. This is my podcast. I've been wanting to do this for a while. It's the first basically New Year's resolution that I've actually kept since I think I was born. So I'm personally feeling really proud. It's going to be great. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to talk about TV. We're going to talk about Erica Jane. We're going to talk about Andy Cohen, The Bachelor, celebrities, anything you want to talk about, Kardashians. We're going to do advice columns. We're going to have such a good time. And I'm really excited that you guys are here. So today's episode is going to be great. It's basically a preliminary episode to let you guys know what's happening, to get excited, and it's going to be awesome. So let's jump right in and talk about the season premiere of The Bachelor this season. So as many of you know, Nick is The Bachelor. Not excited about it. Really should have been Luke or Chase, but I'm over it. I'm willing to play. You could tell that from the very beginning of the episode, ABC was really kind of on this warpath to proving that Nick is a really good guy. You know, he's changed. And it's not called change. It's called editing. And I'm not buying what they're selling. They think putting videos of him in the shower is going to make me forget that he publicly embarrassed Andy Dorfman on Men Tell All. I never forget. 30 women stumbled out of a limo. I can't remember any of their names. They all were brunette and they all were wearing red. So let me try and recount some of the leaders. I think there are five or six girls who are really standouts. I think that's what's supposed to happen. The others will fall away. So first up was probably one of the most memorable characters, and that's Corinne. She's from Miami. She owns a multi-million dollar business and has a nanny who brings her zucchini on her terrace. So first of all, if I have a nanny at 24, please kill me. And if I go on TV and tell everyone about it, just like run me over with a truck. She was like, I was watching her feeling embarrassed for her, and I don't even know her. So she claims to own her own business. And actually, someone on my Snapchat knows her from home, and they actually gave me secret intel that her father owns a company. It's an online parking garage, and she answers the phone for it. So I don't know if I would call that owning a multi-million dollar business, but whatever you got to do to get by, Corinne. She came off very aggressive, was the first one to not only kiss Nick, but to like dry hump and like lick his face, which was interesting for me to watch. She also weirdly gave him a bag of like money, which I don't know, is that prostitution, paying for kisses? I don't know. It just all seemed very raunchy to me, and I don't know, I really liked it. Next up was whom I thought was a fan favorite, Vanessa. She's very pretty, very smart. She is a special ed teacher. She was the first person who like came on the show, and I was like, holy shit, like what a nice person. Like what a good person. I really liked her. I thought she was so elegant. She spoke French and she was cute. And I think Nick really liked her too. And while I clearly have a lot to say about her in a positive way, I also just would like to comment on her dress because it was truly heinous and nobody should ever be allowed to wear lines like that. I don't care what you look like, that dress is ugly and I won't stand for it. Let's move on. Oh, there was Rachel. She was great. She's in great shape and she's super cute. Like she seems like she's a can-do attitude about her, and I like that. And I really like that she was smart. She's a, what is she? She was an attorney from Dallas, and they like did like pre-roll of her like in the boardroom, like writing notes. I love that. I love when smart people are on shows that I watch because it makes me feel smart. I don't know. I really liked her. And I really like that Nick gave her the first impression rose because they didn't get that much time together, but she seems like a really stable person. So it made me actually like Nick that he gave her the first impression rose. And she actually has really good bachelorette material. So we'll see where she ends up. Someone else who I took a liking to was Danielle L. And I feel like maybe not a lot of people remember her. She was first out of the limo. She wore a black dress that like her tits were hanging out. She didn't get a lot of airtime. She has great hair. I don't know where she's from, but she's also, you know, like Corinne, a quote unquote business owner. But I liked her. I thought she was sweet. She's very pretty. Like she translates really well on TV. And I think Nick liked her. He kept complimenting her dress, probably because her nipple was about to fall out. But I don't know, I liked her, and she didn't seem super crazy, which is refreshing on a show like this, but you know, she'll probably turn crazy, so we'll just have to wait and see. Also, I just like to comment on something. If Corinne and Danielle L have these like big booming businesses at home, how can they afford to take 6 months off and go film a show? So I'm not buying this whole businesswoman thing. And the last girl who I thought really stood out was Liz, Elizabeth. She's the girl who claimed she met Nick at Jade and Tanner's wedding. They, you know, had a one-night stand. He asked for a number and she said no, which first of all, I don't know if I buy. But second of all, she comes on the show. She's like, ooh, I don't know if Nick's going to remember me. Let's see what type of guy he is. And of course he remembers her because like who has sex with someone and doesn't remember them? Like, how many people could you be having sex with that you would run into one of them on TV and not know who they were? But whatever. She gives me really weird, like, stalker vibes. Like, she's always lurking in the corner with her big teeth and being like, oh, what's Nick? Who's Nick talking to now? Oh, I wonder if he's going to remember me. So I'm not really feeling her storyline, but I am really feeling the moment where she comes out to all the women and is like, yeah, I actually know Nick. We had sex. Like, I cannot wait to see the look on Corinne's face because you know that girl's going to go batshit crazy. So I'm looking forward to that, but I don't know. I'm not feeling her whole vibe, her whole like stalker aesthetic. It's not my personal taste, but I just don't like how she like comes in and tries to set Nick up, but Nick like totally hit it out of the park. He goes, so I don't want to say you're not here for the right reasons, but I basically asked you for your number after we had sex and you said no. Then you find out I'm going to be on TV and become a huge national celebrity and now you want my number? Like, bitch, I see right through you. Good call, Nick. So all in all, it was an extremely eventful episode of The Bachelor, yet nothing happened. I probably, if you would pay me $1 million to remember one name of one of the girls who went home, I wouldn't. And they were all just crying like nonstop. Like, what, you really are so upset that this guy who rejected you that you've known for 12 hours, that's why you're crying? Like, no, now you can't quit your job and like sell shit on Instagram. So I'm not buying it, but I'm looking forward to the season, sort of. I just want to give a warning that after the episode, some hag spoiled it for me on Snapchat. She messaged me who won. And I'm really upset, but I want to let you know, I will not spoil it for you guys. I will not lead anything on. I promise I would never do to you what someone did to me. So this is a safe space. Now, I want to jump right into something that excites me a little bit more, and that's a recap of last night's episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The season is so good, so juicy, mainly because Erica Jane is the star of it, and this was the role she's been born to play, and I'm really excited to watch her as a 45-year-old woman come into her own, and she's peaking, and I'm just so excited for her, and I love her husband, and I love her house, and I love her hair, and I love her closet, and I just want to, like, skin her and become her because I love her. And there's a little troll named Dorito who's trying to infringe on that, and you know what? I'm not here for it. So let's kind of dive in and dissect all the crazy shit that happened last night on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I just want to jump back and give my opinion on Pantygate in the first place. I think Dorit and her husband are disgusting. I think in real life, if that were to happen, either Dorit should have said something, her husband should have said something to Dorit, or nobody should have brought it up. Like Erica Jane says, the more you talk about shit, the more it, whatever. Like, she's right. So it never should have become a thing in the first place because it says so much about Dorit and her husband. Like, they're disgusting. And it says more about Erica Jane, how elegantly she handled it. Like, she's so, I love her. She was probably embarrassed and like everyone keep talking about it. Stop talking about her vagina. Enough. But this week's episode, they don't let it go. Dorit can't stop talking about it. Like, we get it. You don't have much going on in your life other than the fact that Boy George fake lives at your house, that you need to constantly talk about Erica Jane's vagina. We get it. But maybe it's time to talk about something else, Dorito. But Dorito invited Lisa Rinna to her house for the dinner party, which was really smart because nobody would have filmed her dinner party if there wasn't a housewife there because she's boring as hell. So Lisa Rinna comes. Lisa Rinna's talking about how her father passed away, and at the same time, Eileen Davidson's mother passed away during the reunion, and Eileen didn't tell anyone. And PK took it upon himself to say that that was wrong of Eileen, that she should have told everyone. It's wrong. And Dorito's like, no, I 100% agree with you, PK. So I don't know who the hell they think they are, like, commenting on other people's way of grieving, but they're wrong. And then her conversation followed up with Eileen when Eileen was very non-confrontational and said in a nice way, I heard at the dinner party you said so-and-so about my mom. And Dorito is just like, I cannot recall what you're talking about. What, you're brain dead? You were there. You said it. So I can't wait for the reunion where they splice up scenes of Eileen confronting her being like, I can't recall, and then them flashbacking to the scene at her house where she says that she totally agrees with her husband. It was wrong of Eileen to not let anyone know that her mother had passed away at the reunion. We as an audience have had to deal with some pretty horrendous husbands on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but I think PK is slowly making his way to the top. He's worse than anyone. Even Ken called Yolanda stupid, and PK is worse. So kudos to him for making such a lasting impression so fast. Now, I love a throwback, so I was thrilled to hear that lunch was being held at Miss Camille Grammer's new estate, which, you know, is not as big as her house with Kelsey Grammer, but I get it. Fresh start, fresh haircut. I get it. I didn't really understand how all these women were connected. They said that Eileen was friends with Camille, and they were never on the same season, so I'm not really understanding the connection, but I let it go. We're sitting, we're having a lovely lunch, and of course, Dorito and her big mouth can't stop talking about Erica Jane's vagina again, and can't stop talking about the weird conversation she had with Eileen. Like, does this girl never learn? Like, I get what she's trying to do. I know she wants to become a housewife for a long time, and she knows that if she makes drama, like, they'll keep her on for a while, but she's doing it all wrong. Eileen and Erica Jane are both very well liked by audiences right now. Even at the beginning, I did not like Eileen, and I was like, what the hell are they doing bringing her back for a second season? But I'm so glad they did, because she really found her voice. She's so funny. I really like her. I was wrong. Erica Jane, fan favorite. Everyone's obsessed with her. These are two women that are generally well-liked. So you are being so dumb by going after the two most liked women on the show. She's better off going after Lisa Rinna or Lisa Vanderpump, because people think Lisa Rinna's annoying, which she is, and people think Lisa Vanderpump is manipulative, which she also is. So she should have been more strategic in who she went after if she's really trying to have a long-lasting housewife's career. But they're at the brunch, and she can't stop talking about it, and things are getting heated. Oh, let me finish. No, bitch, all you do is talk. Stop talking. Let Eileen talk. And of course, Bravo gave us a to be continued, which I can't deal with because I'm not satisfied enough for the week, and now I'm not gonna be able to sleep until next week. So I just want to know how it gets worked out, and why are they doing this to me? Now, before I sign off of our first episode, which I personally think was a huge success, I want to talk about one really important thing that happened in the world this week, and that's Kim Kardashian coming back to life. She's on Twitter, she's on Snapchat, she's on Instagram. Blessed be she. I'm so grateful for her presence. I didn't even realize how much I missed her until she was back. She has long hair, she was robbed, and she's making it cool. So I just want to message out to Kim. Thank you for coming back. Your loyal fans appreciate the work that you do. I'm so sorry for what you went through, but I'm more so sorry for the people's reactions who said that you faked it, because I believed you 100%, boo. I'm always behind you. And with that, I bid you adieu. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into our first episode. I hope you liked it. I hope you'll come back. I'm going to try and do them maybe once a week, twice a week, whatever. When something cool happens, I'll talk about it. Please tweet me if you have any comments, questions, concerns you want to be on. We'll do advice columns. I'm going to have guests, co-hosts. It's going to be amazing. But I'm so happy that you guys are here. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. Love you guys so much. Mwah.